David Myers has been farming this land in Decatur County for generations. He supported President Donald Trump in 2016 and serves on the Agriculture Committee for Indiana Senator Mike Braun.
See that year, he's pollinated fairly, really good, but the problem is his kernels are real shallow, so he needs moisture to give some depth to those kernels.
Tariffs and seasons like these might not be helping his balance sheets, but Myers says he has no intent of supporting another candidate come 2020.
In my opinion, the president is doing exactly the right thing.
Myers admits this season has been hard for Hoosier farmers, but says he understands and appreciates the tough negotiating tactics President Trump is using with the Chinese government.
I have contacted a lot of people throughout the state, a lot of farmers throughout the state, and I've never heard anyone say that Trump's not doing the right thing. And I sincerely believe that he is. Is it painful in the short term? Yes, it is. But long term, we're going to be a lot better off.
And that's a sentiment that Indiana Farmers Union President James Benham believes too.
Probably not as optimistic as they were at one point in time. They feel supportive. They know that China's been a problem for us to deal with for many generations.
But Republicans who have traditionally benefited from the support of farmers are starting to face tough questions after what many describe as a perfect storm. In addition to the tariffs, the wet spring has kept farmers across the country from being able to plant their fields. Just in Indiana, there are millions of unplanted acres. The United States Department of Agriculture is set to distribute about $14.5 billion to farmers later this year as direct incentives for what the department calls, quote, unjustified retaliation. But unplanted ground isn't eligible for the payments. As a result, Braun and fellow Republicans are preparing farmers for a long conflict.
Got a lot of bad behavior out there, and farmers know that. President Trump has been there to help farmers get through it with soybeans, and I think that will continue. So I think it's going to be longer rather than shorter. I just try to say things honestly and hoping that there is some breakthrough. I just don't sense that's going to happen.
Zach Kane is a corn and soybean farmer in Montgomery County. He understands the long-term goal, but isn't sure how much longer he can hold on.
I appreciate that someone's holding him in check. Unfortunately, you know, it's bleeding my bottom line.
Many farmers say they believe if China won't purchase American soybeans, other countries will. But experts say Brazil, Argentina, and other nations have already started to produce more soybeans, and those markets won't easily return. Andreas Hausgret is a clinical professor at Indiana University's Kelley School of Business.
This will be a question of survival for many, particularly, but not only, smaller farmers. And I must say, when I look at this, I'm almost heartbroken, and it's difficult from a rational perspective, and it's difficult for a professor of economics to understand that this group that is clearly a victim of the current policies supports the people who are in charge and responsible for those policies. It's irrational.
I don't think it's the economist to say what's in the mind of the farmer. That bothers me, because he's saying farmers not going to vote in his best interest. He's going to vote. Farmers are very patriotic, and they're going to vote for what's best for this country, not some radical idea that somebody has that a percentage of the population likes because they're going to get a benefit out of it.
Hausgret says he expects things will continue to get worse for farmers, and that the short-term benefits of these subsidies will not make up for the long-term damage done to the market. Benham says many farmers are realistic. He believes most understand the ramifications of a trade war, but says many farmers remain faithful to President Trump because it's the only hope they believe there is.
I haven't heard the first Democrat come out and really say something, you know, I've got a plan. If you elect me, we're going to do this for agriculture. I haven't heard that. And so they thought, why would anybody in my industry then go jumping at a rally someplace for a party that's not really digging down deep and saying, look, you know, folks, we're going to have to spend another $10 billion on farm industry to keep these people in business.
Several 2020 Democratic presidential candidates have submitted plans to grow the farm economy. For WFIU News, I'm Brock Turner.